Worship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
I love this time that we spend together as we worship God in spirit and in truth, and we come to the daily devotional, and we're at part two, already at part two of holiness. And today we're looking in 2 Corinthians, the second book of Corinthians, and we're looking in chapter 7. We're going to chapter 7 of 2 Corinthians. And from verse 1, listen to what Scripture says. Listen to what Paul is saying to us today. This very moment, Paul is speaking to us. And through God, Paul is speaking. And through Paul, God Himself is declaring this over you. Listen. Because we have these promises, dear friends, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit, and let us work toward complete holiness, because we fear God. We are in awe of God. We have respect for God. God blows us away. Because we have these promises, dear friends. Now, to look at these promises more closely, we've got to go back into chapter 6. And I'm going to look at verse 16. It says, as God says, watch this, God is speaking, as God says. That means He's speaking. Listen to His words, because Almighty God is going to declare this over you now. Listen, these are the promises. As God says, I will live in them and walk among them. And in the word them, you can replace that with you, because this is so personal to you. Listen, I will live in you and walk among you. I will be your God and you will be my people. Therefore, come out from among unbelievers and separate yourselves from them, says the Lord. Don't touch their filthy things, and I will welcome you. Watch this. And I will be your father, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Do you hear that? You are His sons, His daughters. You are sons or daughters of the Most High God. You are sons or daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Think about our Queen. Think about her children. Think about how blessed they are, the life that they lead. Think about that for a second. But she is merely a queen. Are you getting this today? Because this is awesome. She is merely a queen. God Almighty, your Heavenly Father, is King of Kings. That means there's no one higher. And you are a child of that King. You are a child of the living God. Why then wouldn't you want to be set apart? Why would you not want to live your life being set apart for Him, being in holiness, loving Him the way that you should love Him? Why would you not want to do that? Why would you not want to worship Him? Why would you not want to declare His name across the world? Why wouldn't you want to? Of course you would. And I hear you say to me, but sometimes, David, it's so hard. Yes, it is hard. Yes, it is hard. Just as if you're training for a marathon, My friend Jane is training constantly for a marathon and has damaged her ankle. She has done something to the Achilles tendons, and she now can't run the London Marathon because of it. But listen to me. I spoke to her only today. What is she doing? She's not sitting at home and saying, "Oh, I've hurt my ankle. I can't go anywhere." No. She's at the gym. She's cross-training. She's doing weights. She's doing everything she can to aid the recovery of her ankle. Why? Because she wants to run that race. Can you hear what I'm saying? When there's a set down, when you fall down, instead of sitting on the floor and crying, what do? You get right up. Yes, it's hard. This life is hard. It is not easy. But what do? You make a decision that you're going to get right back up. You're going to get back into the saddle and you're going to continue riding. Why? Because you are running a race, a valuable race, beloved. And because you are a son, you are a daughter of the Most High God, of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And because He wants you to be holy, He wants you to be set apart. So therefore, you need to make that decision and say, "Yes, I want to be set apart. I don't want to continue living the life that I'm living. I want to move on. And I want to run that race, and I want to be fit and healthy to be able to do that." God Almighty is so wonderful, and His grace is sufficient for you too. Because, says Paul, we have these promises, dear friends. Dear friends, he says, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit. Watch what Paul says there. He says, let us cleanse ourselves. He doesn't say, let you cleanse yourself. Why? Because I am cleansed already and I am perfect. I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm Paul. Hey, listen. I am Paul the Apostle. Give me a break here. I'm great. Not at all. Paul says in his word to the Roman church, chapter 3 and verse 23, he says, we all sin and fall short. That means he does too. He falls short. He sins. He's like us. He's not perfect. He's not Jesus. Paul says, because we have these promises, dear friends, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit. And then he says, and let us, that word us again, let us, you and I, let us work toward complete holiness. Why do we need to do that? Because we fear God, because we love God, because we are in awe of Almighty God. Because when we think about what God has done in our lives, He blows us away, completely and utterly away. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she said to me, "You know, I am so thankful to God. I don't think there are enough hours in the day to thank Almighty God for what He has done in my life. So I need to continually thank Him and praise His name." You see, there is a woman of God who has made a decision that she is not going to give God Almighty a shopping list. She is going to spend her time on her knees and she's going to be saying, "Thank you, God, for what He has done." Do you want to understand holiness? Do you want to be set apart? If your answer is yes, then let's spend just a moment or two in prayer. Say these words after me. Lord, Heavenly Father, I see my shortcomings, and I am so sorry for touching anything that defiles me. I ask you to forgive me. Lord God, I ask you to make me whole. And Heavenly Father, lead me toward the light. Lead me toward complete holiness. I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. And may your name be glorified in all the earth, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. He is wonderful, isn't he? Isn't he just wonderful? In the third hour, we're going to pray. If you have any prayer requests, I'd love to know. studio@worshipradio247.org. That is the email address. And whilst we're worshiping now, I just want you to declare those words. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.